This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks stretching as far as China's remote western Xinjiang region are being recorded today as the number of COVID-19 cases worldwide approaches 14 million, with a death toll of more than 590,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. India has surpassed 1 million infections, third only behind the U.S. and Brazil, with India's fatalities approaching 26,000. Brazil's staggering caseload now tops 2 million, with 76,000 lives lost, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease. He's said to be taking the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, unproven to be effective against COVID. India's grim milestone has further raised anxieties tied to the country's overwhelmed hospitals and a badly worn healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, there is a week-long lockdown in effect. Tokyo has hit a daily high of 293 infections as Japan tries to keep the world's third largest economy running while curbing the outbreak. It is a precarious balancing act of opening restaurants and theaters with limited seating and having store clerks work behind plastic shielding. Japan has lost 985 lives to the pandemic. Indonesia says it's extending its social restrictions in the capital of Jakarta, which claims nearly 16,000 of the country's reported 82,000 infections. The virus death toll in the country, more than 3,800. Israel has reinstated a wide array of virus precautions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls them interim steps to avoid another general shutdown. Restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses will be closed on the weekends. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is lifting a government recommendation against using public transit and will end the advisory that people work at home. The UK's chief science official says, however, the work-at-home guidance should stay in force. Britain has lost more than 45,000 lives to COVID. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA.